KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine is busily working on the driverless car, and he likes to point out that the most important piece of data in the entire driverless car effort, more important than any piece of technology or machine guidance or mechanical breakthrough, the most important piece of transforming data is this. For a driverless car to work, it needs to know where you're going. See, only you know where you're going, which is why traffic patterns are so complicated. The cars around you don't know that you're going to turn left up ahead, but if they did, they could anticipate that and change lanes or slow down or speed up or whatever. The key to all of it is going to get you to do something you don't really ever do, which is to announce your destination ahead of time to the giant brain of the internet, which is something people already do if they use Waze or Google Maps or something. And my friend says that this is more important and will have a greater effect on traffic and driving than a multitude of driverless cars. Human behavior, after all, is a lot more complex and unfathomable than machine behavior, which is why a lot of us get stressed out in traffic. It's not how many cars there are, it's the mysterious and unpredictable behavior of the unknown drivers around us. If we knew where they were going, if they knew where we were going, things would be a lot smoother. The entertainment business, of course, works on a similar principle. The entire business is built on harnessing the natural human impulse to find something to watch, to flip around, and the contrary natural human impulse to lie sideways on the couch, a thin thread of drool arcing to the sofa cushion, and just watch whatever. The best business models play nimbly with both of these impulses. Years ago, NBC had a terrific success with its must-see TV model, Thursday nights with funny and smart shows that were then called destination viewing. But really, only two of the comedies were destinations, Friends and Seinfeld, and two of them were utterly forgettable. So forgettable, I've forgotten what they were. But that's efficient, because you don't really need four hits to have a powerhouse lineup. Half of them can be mediocre. I mean, why spend money that you don't have to? If you have four strong shows, it's smarter to spread them out over 2 days. Once you know that people are planning to tune into the show Friends at 8, you can plan to put something second rate on at 8:30. Confident that the bedrock human tendency to once on the couch, stay on the couch will carry you to at least 9 when the viewer needs a little more incentive to stay put. And if you can get them to stay put until 11, then you've got a good shot at keeping them through the local news and into whoever is doing the late night show. That's how television used to work, though it's not that different now. I was recently up until 3 a.m. watching the terrific and compulsive Fleabag, a show from Amazon Studios and the BBC, and all because I really don't like to get up and move around much after, say, 1 in the morning. And Amazon helpfully started the next episode before I could lift my head up and check the time. It knew where I was going at 10 p.m. to watch one and only one episode of Fleabag, but it helpfully directed me to watching all of the first and second season of the show. But what it didn't do, what no one has really figured out yet, despite the you may also like and suggested for you algorithms, is to get me to watch something else, something new, something I didn't know I wanted to watch. That's hard. And unfortunately, it's also the secret to being successful in the entertainment business. Eliminating randomness, whether in car traffic or audience traffic, is the key to making the streets safer and the media business richer, but it's awfully expensive. The old model of broadcast television had a little cushion built in. The 8:30 show didn't have to be that good, didn't have to be a destination, didn't have to be an intentional choice made by the viewer, and that made it cheaper. But if watching television now is like driving, you have to know where you're going, you have to have a clear destination, then everything's going to cost a lot more money. It's hard to entice people to get in a car and go somewhere. It's much easier to let them drool on the sofa. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll get popular. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.